From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. President Barack Obama flies to Cuba Sunday. He is embarking on a historic trip with the two nations moving to normalize relations after 55 years where they broke off ties. President Obama is the first sitting U.S. president to travel to Cuba in almost 90 years. He will cap a visit with a direct address to the Cuban people, outlining his vision for the future U.S.-Cuba relationship. Nearly 40 U.S. lawmakers and almost a dozen CEOs are joining President Obama for his trip to Cuba. The White House says 8 U.S. senators and 31 members of the House of Representatives are traveling to Cuba. Most are Democrats, but a few Republicans are also along. They include Arizona Senator Jeff Flake and South Carolina Representative Mark Sanford. You can read more details on the president's trip at voanews.com. Iran's supreme leader said Sunday that Washington has continued its animosity toward Tehran, despite a friendly message by President Barack Obama marking the Persian New Year. The state television broadcast Ayatollah Ali Khamenei's New Year speech Sunday live from the northern city of Mashhad, where he said that the U.S., that from one hand, they send a New Year message, and on the other hand, they have kept economic sanctions. A mudslide on a hilly track buried 8 teenage students returning home after exams in northern Pakistan after several days of heavy rain, according to officials Sunday. A spokesman for the local disaster management authority said the incident occurred Saturday. This is VOA News. Investigators have recovered the flight recorders from the Fly Dubai airliner that crashed early Saturday in southern Russia, killing all 62 people on board. The cockpit voice recorder and the flight data recorder have been sent to Moscow for inspections. Authorities say the black boxes should show what happened in the moments leading up to the crash. The cause of that crash is yet unknown. A bus carrying university exchange students back from Spain's largest fireworks festival crashed on Sunday on a main highway in the northeastern part of the country, killing at least 13 passengers and injuring 34 others, according to officials. The passengers included Spaniards and foreign nationals from more than a dozen countries. The bus appeared to have hit a guardrail on a highway before cartwheeling across the road and slamming through a divider. Turkish authorities are blaming the Islamic State for Saturday's suicide bomb attack in Istanbul, which killed 4 people, including and Israeli, Iranian, and U.S. citizens. The interior minister says authorities identified the bomber and are searching for others believed to be involved in the attack. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
Turkish interior minister Efkan Ala says authorities used DNA samples to identify the suicide bomber who carried out the attack.
Bu menfur intihar saldırısını gerçekleştiren teröristin kimliği tespit edilmiştir.
The identity of the terrorist who carried out this wretched suicide attack has been determined. This person, this terrorist, is Mehmet Öztürk, born in 1992 and registered from Gaziantep province. Current findings show the terrorist has links to the Daesh terror group. The breakthrough came, according to reports, when Öztürk's father came forward to police after recognizing his son from surveillance footage of the bomber. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
Yemeni officials say Shiite rebels and the internationally recognized government have agreed to begin a ceasefire for a week or two before their next round of negotiations. The officials participated in talks Sunday in Sanaa between the rebels and the UN envoy. They say talks are expected to restart next month. All officials spoke on condition of anonymity. Pope Francis kicked off the Holy Week leading up to Easter by celebrating Palm Sunday with pilgrims and St. Peter's Square Sunday, while observances in Jerusalem have been overshadowed by a wave of unrest. In Rome, the Pope lamented the indifference of the people, he said, who did not want to take on the responsibility of deciding the destiny of refugees who have overwhelmed Europe. I'm Frances Alonso.
That's the latest world news from VOA.